John Billups, he is the mayor of the city of Burlington. He is the development director at Notre Dame and the general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina. Joining me today, it is getting closer and closer, and that is God's Portion Day, which is, that's the big, well, it's the big kahuna for your
right.
budget, isn't it?
It's our biggest fundraiser. It goes into the general fund to help the Notre Dame school. You know, the Notre Dame, being a private Catholic school, does not get school property tax dollars, so we really depend on this fundraiser. And it's not limited to Notre Dame families. It's open to everyone. This year, we have five trips this year. Two to Mexico.
Wow.
Two to gated communities in Mexico, completely safe. We also have a trip to St. Andrews.
Oh.
The old course.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you can go there, and there's 25 golf courses you can play up there, and you get a golf concierge that will help you with tee times and scheduling, and he has been pretty proficient in the lottery to be able to play St. Andrews.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we have a trip.
I'm going to guess that's that will go for something.
Yeah, the trips to Mexico are for like a, it's great, you know, never November
yeah.
20th, they're great holiday trips
because
one's a trip for 8 and one's a trip for 12. The trip for St. Andrews is four people, 3 days and four nights, 3 days. Sorry, and then we have a week long trip. We just picked up, courtesy of Matt Rinker, to a house in Greece on the island of Crete, and also we have a trip to the Ozarks this year. So
wow.
This is the year. If you haven't been to God's Portion Day and you like to travel, man, this is the year to come.
You know, travel has really took a tumble during the during COVID. And so it's good to see things opening back up again and the restrictions changing and all. I mean, I think people had this feeling like they were just being, well, I'd like to go places, but I'm a little penned up. I mean, we're going, mm-hmm. we're already planning. We're going to go to California for Christmas, and we're going to go to someplace for spring break. So it's like,
yeah.
I mean, it's pent up demand is there, right?
Pent up demand is there, and the travel is ready to go.
And these are going to be on the auction block, and you compress the auction block time, haven't you?
Yeah, it's no longer an all day affair. We start the auction at 1 o'clock. The doors open at noon. We start the auction at 1 o'clock, and in last year our goal was to end at 6, and we ended at 6:15.
Wow. Okay. So, it does make sense because you know, the thing is, why slow the auction down?
Right. Right. We also have at the same time going on is a silent auction, and a lot of our silent auction baskets are $200-$300 values.
Yeah.
So there's some great things there. This year our silent auction baskets are going to be bigger and better.
What do you look? Do you have a target? What is your? I'm guessing your target for what you can raise is probably, you know, you tend to go up each year, don't you? Somewhat?
Well, we try to. I mean, it's been difficult to be blunt. It's been difficult since COVID. But yes, we'd like to raise $120,000 this particular day, and there's a lot of other think ways you can support Notre Dame on this God's Portion Day. You can make a donation. We accept cash donations or fund a need. Those will all be on the website, which will be active here in a couple of weeks, where you can kind of preview the items and see what's out there. So
you can do what I do, always go by the BP and stop in at the Notre Dame
right.
gas pumps.
Yeah, the Notre Dame gas pump is great. Thank you to BP gas over on
but you've North got lots Roosevelt. Of you go, but you've got lots of other things too. You got those cards. Do you still have cards that you're
a couple of ways you can support Notre Dame that doesn't cost you a dime out of pocket. One, the gas pump. Two, Scrip. We do gift cards that you can come by at the Notre Dame business office, and they're for all kinds of merchants in the area. And they work just like cash when you go into the grocery store or the restaurant. So you
can buy. But a percentage goes to Notre Dame.
A percentage comes back to us. You can also go to AmazonSmile.com, which is the same website as Amazon. And if you use Amazon Smile, a percentage of your purchases go back to Notre Dame. And there is another one called iGive.com that, is, again, you have to designate Notre Dame, but we get a percentage of the purchase. And last but not least, KC Rewards. If you go into KC Rewards on their app, you can designate Notre Dame as the recipient, Every purchase you make, your rewards go to Notre Dame. So all those ways you can support Notre Dame School, and it doesn't cost you anything out of pocket. That the companies are giving us those percentages back. So.
Well, that is a great idea. And again, you go to the business office to get those?
You go to the business office to pick up script. The other ones like iGive and Amazon Smile, you just use those
websites. Just go online, okay.
Use those websites and it really works out well. In Casey's, when you sign up for Casey's Rewards, you go on their app and designate Burlington Notre Dame as your recipient.
And again, we've got, what is the date again?
November 20th. It's on a Sunday, 1 to 6.
Okay. And you picked that date for a reason, didn't you? Wasn't that where they used to have the, I'm trying to think, what do they call it? The Burlington Junior Women's Club, wasn't it? Didn't they have a special event on that day?
I can't remember, but the committee kind of decided November 20th because we have so many Christmas gift type items.
Right, okay, I got it.
And also, when we were looking at October dates, you know what? Anyone says there's nothing going on, Burlington's not paying attention. There was so much stuff going on, we couldn't squeeze
it. It was the gala for the fine arts.
The gala. That gala was right.
I knew I could come up with it if I thought long enough. Anyway, it is, but it's November 20th. Actually, I think it was the week before that they do it, but I think SEC is doing great taste on that day.
Yeah, they're doing, SEC is doing their great taste on, I think that's the 11th.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you can, and by the way, in the citywide open house is the first Sunday in November. So
it's everything's going on in Burlington again. Imagine that.
It is again. Now, we were talking about all of the things going on downtown. It's been just a beehive of activity going on down there. I'm surprised how fast the buildings and the TAMA building and all these things and all these projects have come along. You've still got the Jefferson Street project, and you still have you're still waiting for the Burlington Northern guy to sign off on that. Is that right?
Yeah, a couple of updates. So Jefferson Street, they're pouring concrete on the 600 block, and then they'll move to the 500 block. Actually, they're a little ahead of schedule. Their Main Street has started the demo of the west side of the road, and now it's open going southwards. And then the riverfront's pretty much complete. We're just on the ramp. We're just waiting for our boat docks to come in, and a lot of the interior work in between the auditorium and port is just finished work, and then they'll do some seating. On the crossing, I went down and took some video of the trains coming across the tracks today because I felt maybe the people we've been contacting, the governor's offices and senators, haven't been down to look at it. And the video is pretty compelling. It's one extension on the eastbound traffic that needs to be reinstalled, and that intersection can be open.
Yeah.
So, and they can work on their long-term plans, BNSF can. And so I understand why they have it closed. They closed it because they're pleading for federal funds, and the longer it's closed, the more urgent it becomes. So we're caught in a political poker game here, but hopefully
they're trying to use you as a pawn.
Yeah, they're trying to use us as a pawn, and they're a great company. BNSF is vital to Burlington, and the train is vital to Burlington. We just want the intersection to be open. So
yeah, I think everybody else does.
And as far as construction, you got the TAMA, you got the Churchill, you have the 700 block project being done there on the old Five Flags building, the old Riverview Designs building. That's going along great guns. So we have construction throughout downtown. You know, and I know it's a drag. I know it gets old. By the same token, other communities are looking at us and they're wondering, what the heck is going on in Burlington? How do they get so lucky?
And the other thing about it is, now it does change parking a little bit.
It does.
And it does mean that you might have a little farther walk to where you need to go. But, you think about it. If you go to a box store,
right,
count the number of steps you do to get into the front door.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's basically the same psychological thing.
But again, I know that. Let's see, Harrison is open now all the way. Is that right?
All the way open to summer. Summer, they're working on the approaches there, and then once they get the north-south approach done, they'll close the intersection for a couple of weeks, and then they'll work on the east-west. approaches. And the reason they're working on those approaches and that intersection, because it was redone maybe 10, 15 years ago, with the increased traffic that Harrison and Summer is seeing, that we needed to change those approaches at that intersection. Also, they'll take out a little bit of that hump so you're not doing the Dukes of Hazzard as you drive through.
Now,
there.
You do have, I believe we've talked about supply chain. You said you're still waiting for some things. I believe that you did say these are the lighting, the lights for the yeah. Are they coming in? Have they come in yet?
Well, the lights themselves, the fixtures, are supposed to be here in October. Now, they moved those up from January to October. Our real concern, and what is our concern on South and Jefferson and Central, is the controllers. We're still waiting on controllers for our Roosevelt Avenue corridor.
Okay.
We're still waiting on controllers for Main Street, and we're, you know, hopefully we'll have the controllers comes in with the lights. That will allow
traffic flow to be better.
Right. So the Roosevelt corridor, that, you know, the cameras are installed, and people, they're not speed cameras, but I suggest you don't speed. They are to monitor traffic flow, and what they will do is as traffic goes down Roosevelt over the course of a few months, these lights will learn how to ebb and flow and manage traffic better.
To make it so that you can, if you hit a green light here, you should be able to go pretty much, once it's in process, it should be able to go all the way through.
If you're going somewhere close to the speed limit, yes, you should be able to go all the way through. Of course, there will have to be brakes, and that'll be as traffic stacks up on the crossroads, but it will be a lot more ebb and flow than it is now, where it's just timed. And once we get those controllers in, it's a matter of install them and go. And that is the one thing that every time we have a city staff meeting, it's controllers. So we need those to come in.
Supply chain, any other supply chain? I know vehicles are vehicles, and that's going to simply be.
Yeah, I think that's loosening up a little bit. It seems anyway that it's loosening up. If you look at our local car lots, there's more cars on the lot now. And that will help us, because when you see those lots fill up, that means other vehicles are coming available. So I think we're all right. We're still waiting on a couple of buses, a tender that we had to order early to make sure we're in the line. So we're waiting on those things. But, I think the supply side will clear up.
So when is the city going to elect all electric vehicles?
Man, I don't see that happening. Thankfully, this is in California.
Boy, thank heavens for that. Anyway, all right. Notre Dame, God's Portion Day, November 20th.
November 20th.
And again, you do construction. The construction process. We're talking about that Tiger Grant going up on Main Street. That will go right up until you're gonna continue that until December 1?
Yeah, well, actually, it depends on weather, but around Thanksgiving, first week of December, the construction season should be over. Main Street should be open, everything cleaned up. Jefferson should be open, everything cleaned up, and the crossing, which I'm still on my Don Quixote battle. We'll get that done.
Good luck, John Billups. He'll be back in a couple of weeks.